COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
So I finally got a hold of that banana mac from the folks of Flow Gardens. Everybody on social media keeps talking about this particular strain. It sells out, like, every time it goes on sale on Flow Gardens. I believe they do drops on 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays. I was only able to get a hold of it. I mean, every time there are the drops, I try to go to them, and then they're already sold out within like a few minutes. So I haven't been able to get in on the drops. The only way I've been able to get this strain was through Veterans Grown. They were having a special where I think they were having two specials, actually. One special where they were just selling eighths of this particular strain. And then another one where they were selling this and another one of their strains as well. I think that it's since sold out on their site too as well. But it does hold up to the hype for the most part, especially in effect. Like this, make no mistake about it. There's going to be a heavy body feeling with this banana mac. And even just opening the eighth container or the plastic container it came in. Again, this looked like cannabis I would have seen at any dispensary, or at least the medical dispensaries I go to. This is dispensary grade for the most part. It's really, really solid. The trichomes are really, really apparent. And it's the smell is amazing. It's just very, very sort of rich and robust. A variety of different sort of terpenes. So it's hard to nail down in my estimation. Yeah, I mean, it seems like an amalgamation of sort of terpenes, but I definitely get a bit of like a myrcene slash lemonine sort of feel. But again, your mileage may vary. But when I smoked it, it again, pretty, the effect's pretty strong, pretty heavy as well. I can get a very good night's sleep if I were to use this for sleep if I wanted. But one thing I will say, there is a bit of a letdown in terms of the smoking sort of like experience on this. Like the smell, it again smells as good as any sort of dispensary grade traditional THC strain, but I wasn't as impressed, you know, when smoking it. But again, wasn't the worst sort of smoke on the planet, but I've definitely had better ones. But overall, just the flavor and the aroma, again, a bit of a drop off from you know, the appearance of it and from smelling it before putting it into the bowl. But again, it's still pretty robust overall. But that wraps up our portion for the smoking portion of this review. Bear with us just one moment. We're going to take a quick and brief commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So I set the vaporizer to around 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and the concerns that I had about the smoking were obviously not the case with vaping. And with vaping, everything that I felt that I wanted to shine on smoking, it absolutely delivered when vaping. The flavor is all around very, very sweet. In that sort of amalgamation of terpenes, as I mentioned. From what I can tell, I have a bit more of like a sweet myrcene bomb with vaping at 300 degrees or so. And there is this sort of vague sort of like sweet sort of banana sort of smell to it. So it is there. It is there. So everything that needs to be there is there when vaporizing this strain. So I would recommend people vaporize this over smoking it. But again, that's just me. But overall, between the vaping and the smoking, the overall score I'm going to give this is a 4.83 overall. Again, holds up tremendously in all categories when vaporizing. And everything about this top shelf hemp product shows, especially when vaporizing, still shows quite significantly when smoking, but you're definitely going to get the best taste, smell, and performance vaporizing. So that's what I'd recommend. But again, don't want to keep this episode too long. So as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave
leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.